ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां व्यासशंकरमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम शन्नो मित्रशं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ओम शांति 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 So, we have seen three groups of upasanas, meditations, in this Bhrguvalli. And all the three groups of meditations are known as Brahma Upasanani, because Brahman means Sagunam Brahma, Ishwaraha. Ishwara is the object of meditations in any upasanam. But the symbols are different. The alambanams in which we invoke Bhagavan are different. And there, this adhyatmika brahma upasanani, adi daivika brahma upasanani, akasha brahma upasanani. We have seen very elaborately adhyatmika and adi daivika upasanani. We have also seen how to invoke Paramatma being the in the form of the different powers, individual powers and the external powers. The powers obtaining in one's own body, mind's complex, the powers manifest in the external world, all the powers are ultimately manifestations of only knowledge. Therefore, all of them are manifestations of Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara, Jiva and Ishvara, individual and the total are ultimately one and the same. That also becomes clear. And the last one was Akasha Brahma Upasanam. I told you Akashaha is the subtlest of the elements. In fact, therefore we say, we're trying to meditate upon Akasha itself, you know, invoking Paramatma in Akasha, and for which meditation upon Akasha itself is difficult, because difficult means much subtle. I told you the common features, no? What are the similar features of Akasha and Brahma? I told you those things in the class itself. And there, therefore you can see, you invoke, of course, Paramatma is the object of meditation, and the alambanam is Akasha. In that alambanam, what you see Paramatma as? See Paramatma in the space as this. We have seen so many things. Namaha, like that, no? And immediately, what is the benefit of those meditations? Any meditation when you practice, if it is a nishkama upasanam, if the person is really practicing these meditations for mainly for antakarna shuddhi and naischalyam, it is nishkama upasanam. If you are practicing the upasanam for a given benefit, it is akama upasanam. Both the upasanams are fine. If you practice it for the sake of antakarna shuddhi and naischalyam, definitely you will be blessed with mental purity and sinness. That is the common result of any practice of any meditation, if it is a nishkama upasanam. Okay? Go get it. If it is sakama upasanam, if you are practicing this meditation for the given result, and definitely you will be blessed with that result. Okay? And all the results are time bound anyway, you know, it's not moksha. So, Akasha upasanam, last one we saw, I taught was, actually, Parimriyante. I told you. Parimriyante means what now? Die for good. Mriyante means die. And Parimriyante means what? Those who see, meditate upon Paramatma as all pervasive. Those who meditate upon Paramatma, who invoke Paramatma in space as the all-pervasive, the space is all-pervasive, and what is that? Because of the blessings of which the space is, first of all, for all-pervasiveness of space is what now? Glory of Paramatma. Because Paramatma itself must be what now? All-pervasive. All-pervasive, isn't it? Because Paramatma is all-pervasive of all-pervasive space. Space is all-pervasive. All-pervasiveness is what? The nature of the space. And that all-pervasiveness is the glory. How can space be all-pervasive? Space has no existence, first of all. Therefore, any glory of space is the glory of Paramatma only. Therefore, may one, if a person meditates upon, invokes Paramatma in space as the all-pervasiveness, then such a person, the meditator, will naturally have all his, all the enemies will die for good. Parimriyante. Okay, there we saw the words, the sapatnaha. Sapatna, dvishantaha sapatnaha means enemies. Apriyaha, bhratruvyaha also means enemies. What is the difference? Apriyaha, bhratruvyaha and dvishantaha sapatnaha, both words enemies only. Sapatnaha, enemies. Dvishantaha sapatnaha, people who are hating are enemies or not? Tell me. They're enemies. Who people who are hated are also who? Enemies. So, the hated enemies, hating enemies, all these enemies will die for good means, does not mean the enemies will die. How can enemies be if there is no enmity? If I don't hate anyone means, I am not enemy of anyone. If there nobody can hate me means, there is no enemy outside also, isn't it? There is no enemy. I am neither hated, nor do I hate anyone. What is no enemies then? Why? Because the hatred goes. Okay, you don't become a victim of hatred, nor do you anybody else become victim of your hatred, because the enmity will resolve. Enmity is possible the more you have differences. The more differences you will have, as long as your problems are not resolved, there'll be differences. Differences are not resolved, enmity will be there. Isn't it? Enmity will be resolved. Enmity will resolve naturally if you resolve the differences. And differences will be resolved not at the relative level, only at the absolute level. And to resolve the differences, one has to dwell upon this truth at the absolute level. And so it's Akasha Brahma Upasanam, invoking Paramatma as all-pervasive. Everything in this space is Paramatma, is in fact will help one to resolve the enmity. Thereby, without enmity, there cannot be an enemy. If enemies will die for good means, enmity will resolve. Because resolution of differences. This is the palam. With that, Akasha Brahma Upasam also is over. So, Akashaha is the alambanam in which Paramatma is invoked. But Paramatma is invoked as different aspects, different glories. We saw all those things. And you can listen again later on recordings. I did a little bit hurry last class, but still it's okay. You can listen to it and get it. Now, suddenly, with this, all the three groups of upasams are over. Then again, Upanishad goes back and picks up that last statement. that wherein the Ananda Mimamsa was discussed, the Koshanandaha and Brahmanandaha, isn't it? The non-experiential Atmanandaha, which is a Swaru, which is eternal, all-pervasive and original Swarupa Anandaha, which is Swarupa means what now? It is eternal. And also the Kosha Anandaha, the experiential, objectifiable and time-bound Anatma Anandaha, the Kosha Anandaha, that we saw that. We have analyzed that. And there, the last one, Bhagavan said, the Upanishad says, Yaha yaschaso vaditye, no, the Anandaha obtaining in an individual and Anandaha obtaining in Hiranyagarbha, is what now? Both are what we experience, any Anandaha obtaining in an individual and Anandaha obtaining in a Hiranyagarbha, both are absolutely one and the same Atmanandaha. Why? Because any experiential Anandaha is manifestation of Anandaha. And this Hiranyagarbha, we saw the difference, isn't it? What is Manushyananda and what is Hiranyagarbha Anandaha? We saw the difference. So, Manushyanandaha is what Hiranyagarbha Anandaha is what? We saw what is one unit of Manushyanandaha. And what is Hantna and then 20 zeros, 1 plus 20 zeros is what now? Hiranyagarbha Anandaha. And between is now you can understand if both Anandas are what now? Manifestations of Anandaha. What is the source of Anandaha is what? Atmanandaha. What is it? Both are manifestations only. Difference is in keeping with the upadis. Manusha upadhi is different, Ishwara upadhi is different. Manifesting media are different, therefore the measure seems to be different, but absolutely both are experiential only, Koshanandaha only. And both will resolve where? Both are one and the same Atmanandaha. Isn't it? There's no difference. That Atmanandaha is in fact nothing but pure existence, which is pure consciousness, which is the swarupam of I, the manifest knowledge. Therefore, every individual is addressed here by the Shastram as what? A individual, a human being, you have to exclude your all other aspects. Exclude the physical personality, exclude your physiological personality, exclude your psychological personality, exclude your intellectual personality, exclude even your dormant personality. Take only the pure consciousness aspect, which is the only secondless, non-dual, all-pervasive, eternal, independent reality, which alone is manifest as I in every antakaranam, which alone is manifest as this in every antakaranam. This is a world. The world is, this world is, I am, this world is, as I, as this, as that. Therefore, first you understand that pure consciousness being the substance of the substantive I, then you understand pure consciousness is the substantive of all the pronouns. Not only I, he, she, it, that, for every substantive, isn't it? For everything, substance is what? Only one, that is pure consciousness. For I, for this, for that, for those, these, for everything, substance is only one and the same. That only secondless, non-dual, eternal, all-pervasive, independent reality, the consciousness is the existence, pure existence, that is the Anandaha. Anandaha Atma, and that Anandaha is what? Brahma. Therefore, you are that Brahma. This, understand, this is the teaching. And that again, the equation is, this is Mahavakyam is presented here. Sai, we'll see that. Sayaschayam Purushe.
Yascha
sa vaditye.
Yascha sa
Sayekaha.
Sayekaha.
That is the Mahavakyam. See, Yisaha Yaha Cha Ayam Purushe. That Anandaha obtaining in an individual mind, and Saha Anandaha obtaining in Hiranyagarbha Upadhi. Adityaha stands for Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha means what now? Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha is means what now? Total subtle manifestation. Therefore, the Anandaha obtaining in or manifest in the total subtle universe, or you can say Ishvara, Samashti, Sukshma, Antakaranam, or Anandaha obtaining in an individual Upadhi, both are manifestations of the same Paramatma only. Atmanandaha, Brahmanandaha only. But here the difference is in the reflecting medium, but as far as the reflections are concerned, their one origin of the reflections or manifestations are one and the same, Atmanandaha, Swarupa Anandaha, which is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Therefore, Saha Yekaha, the source of the Anandaha experienced or manifest in Hiranyagarbha, the source of Anandaha manifest in the Vyashti, individual Upadhi, Jivaha, they both are, source is one and the same Brahmanandaha, Atmanandaha, Swarupanandaha, which is nothing but Brahman, pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Saha ekaha. Why saha? Because anandaha is a masculine gender word. Therefore, saha anandaha, that atma anandaha, brahma anandaha, swarupa anandaha, which alone manifest in the individual upadhi and the samashti upadhi, is one and the same. Saha ekaha. There is no difference. Is it clear now? If it is not clear, it will become clear. Don't worry. Saya evam vite. Saha yaha evam vite. Saha, that person, he who, yaha, the one who, evam vite, one who understands in this manner. Evam vite means what? One who knows in this manner. In which manner? One who understands this fact very clearly in this manner means the Swarup Anandaha is the reality. Anandaha means fullness. Anand, what is the meaning of the word Anandaha? Anandaha is fullness. Anandaha is Anantam. Anantameva Anandaha. Being infinite, being limitless, is being fullness, being full, being limitless, being full, and being infinite is what? Anantam. Anantam is what? Anandaha. If fullness is Anandaha. And what is fullness? Fullness and existence are not two different things. What is existence? Pure existence and fullness are not two different things. What is pure existence? The existence which is the obtaining, the existence which is available for recognition, for experience as the existence of the universe, existence which is available for recognition, available for experience is the existence of the universe, available for experience as the existence of the universe is the manifest existence. Manifestation of the existence alone is available for experience as the existence of the prapanchaha. Okay? Existence of the universe is the manifestation of the pure existence. What is fullness? Fullness is pure existence. What is pure existence? Pure existence is not experienceable. Pure existence is not experienceable, not objectifiable, because pure existence is Swarup Ananda, fullness. Is fullness experienceable? No. Fullness also is not experienceable, not objectifiable. Understand? Fullness also is not objectifiable, not experienceable, not available for experience. The fullness is pure existence. And what is pure existence? Pure existence alone is that which is pure existence is that which is available for experience, recognition as the existence of the universe. What is that pure existence which is recognizable, experienceable as the existence of the universe? Pure existence is pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, which is also what? Non-experienceable, non-objectifiable, which is not available for experience. And what is that pure knowledge? Pure knowledge is non-transactable, non-experienceable, but pure knowledge is available for available as recognizable, experienceable as self-consciousness, as the consciousness of the world. This knowledge, self-knowledge as I am, universe is, I am is manifestation of the pure knowledge. Universe is manifestation of the pure knowledge. This manifest knowledge is transactable, experienceable and recognizable, but pure knowledge is not recognizable. So what should you say? Manifest knowledge is what now? The knowledge which is available for recognition, experience, as I am, as the world is, that knowledge is manifested. Recognizable knowledge is manifestation of non-recognizable, non-transactable, non-experienceable, pure knowledge. Why? Because ID manifest knowledge am pure knowledge. I am pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is pure existence. Pure existence is fullness. Therefore, I am Anandaha. Aham Anandaha. Aham Ananda Swarupaha. You can say, pure knowledge is the Swarupam. I, Swarupam of the I, the manifest knowledge. And I am, and I is the rupam of the pure knowledge. What is swarupam? What is rupam? I tell you. I is the rupam of the pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is the swarupam of the I. I tell you again. Your original face is the swarupam of the reflected face in the mirror. Original face is the swarupam of the reflected face in the mirror. Reflected face is the rupam of your original face. If one sun is above, only one sun above, there are many parts underneath. Each part is what? No, each part has made, each part is full of water, and there are many reflections. Many little reflections are many because reflecting media are many. And therefore, the water moves, reflections also seem to be moving. Reflections move, in keeping with the condition of the reflecting media. Reflections are, the number of reflections are also in keeping with the number of reflecting media. But how many suns are there above? One. Understand? Therefore, each reflection is rupam of the only sun. Only sun is the swarupam of each reflection. Therefore, you say what now? One sun alone is appearing in many forms. But all the forms are of one swarupam, or of one swarupam. The swarupam of all the forms is one and the same. Swarupam of all the forms is one and the same. Only swarupam, only reality's forms are many. Is it clear now? Therefore, what is I? Knowledge. What knowledge? Do you know you are or not? You know you are. Therefore, what is it? Recognizable, experienceable, manifest knowledge. Manifestation means, recognizable means manifest. Universe is, what is that? Knowledge. What knowledge it is? Recognizable, experienceable, transactable, isn't it? You know you are, you know the world is. That knowledge which is known, the knowledge which is experienced, the knowledge which is recognized is what? Manifest knowledge. Non-recognizable, non-experienceable, non-objectifiable knowledge is what? Pure knowledge. Okay? Therefore, now when I say you are, I is a manifestation means, it is a rupam. What is the swarupam of I? Pure knowledge. So what should you say now? I am pure knowledge. Not only you are pure knowledge. Now what do you know now? Whole jagat is pure knowledge. Understand? Now you are not knowing the pure knowledge. You are taking ownership of pure knowledge as your swarupam. This is called aparoksha jnanam. Are you objectifying pure knowledge? Or are you claiming the pure knowledge as the swarupam? Tell me. You have to understand, very, very subtle here. This is what we say, you can never experience anandaha. If you experience anandaha, that's why Brahma Jnanam is not an experience. It's so very beautiful. Do you see that? Luckily, I'm very fresh today. I don't know how tired you're all over coming back from work. I had a nice tea, so I feel so fresh. Maybe I'm going to go to India tomorrow. I can't sleep today anyway. That makes me feel fresh. Do you understand now? Why we say anandaha, atmanandaha, swarupanandaha, brahmanandaha is not experienceable, is not an experience. When you say pure knowledge, this anandaha, fullness is existence. Okay? Pure existence is pure knowledge. And pure knowledge is non-transactable. But pure knowledge, what is the proof for the pure knowledge being there? That's why we analyze avasthatraya prakriya, understand what pure knowledge is in deep sleep state. But pure knowledge, without the pure knowledge, there cannot be manifest knowledge. Without the original face, there cannot be reflected face. Reflected face is, I see the reflected face, But I cannot accept the existence of original face because I cannot see the original face. You can never see the original face. You can see only your reflection of the face. But when you see the reflected face, understand reflection is nothing but the original face. Similarly, I, when you say I am, when you say manifestation of knowledge. Universe is, when you say manifestation of knowledge. And what is the knowledge of which there is a manifestation? This manifestation is of the pure knowledge. Therefore, when you understand I am, or you can say I is, what? No. Like wave is H2O, I is pure knowledge. If you want to say, it won't confuse you, it's very nice to say sometimes, doesn't matter, grammatically wrong is okay. I is pure consciousness, pure knowledge. I am pure knowledge when you say, you don't say, I know what pure knowledge is. Understand? I am pure knowledge. Stop. No more words. Anything extra will be blabbering. Finished. Which is wherein you are claiming Anandaha as yourself. You are Anandaha. Niye Nirevu. Naan Arivu. Arive Nirevu. Naan Nirevu. I am knowledge. I am knowledge. You don't need to say pure knowledge. Okay? I am knowledge. And knowledge is full existence. Existence is fullness. Therefore, I am knowledge, the existence. I am fullness. Is it clear? Therefore, Yaha Yevam Vithu, one who knows in this manner. And not only me, the Ananda, whole Jagat is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, whole Jagat is Ananda only. One who knows this, manifestations are of one and the same Anandaha. Saha Anandaha Yekaha. One who knows this, Saha Evam, Saya Evam Vite, Saya Evam Vite, Asma Lokat Pretya. Asmat lokat pretya. Asmat lokat pretya. Asmat lokat pretya means what? Having transcended from this body. Which means what? Having transcended from the body means what? Asmat lokat pretya means, literally it means after having left the body. It's not after leaving the body. Okay? Well, living in the body itself, having taken the I sense, lifted, shifted cognitively from the body. And you can, I sense is there. No problem. You can still, now you can say what? I am pure knowledge. I am not the body, mind, sense complex. But the body is pure knowledge. The pranas are pure knowledge. The mind is pure knowledge. The intellect is pure knowledge. Memory is pure knowledge. I am pure knowledge. Therefore, everything is I, me. Is it clear now? Therefore, what happens? Asmatu lokatu pretya. Having transcended this eye sense, they shifted the eye sense cognitively from the body mental complex, physical body. What happens? Look at this. He really, what now, sees, gives up the eye sense. Not physically, cognitively, he shifts the eye sense from each layer of personality and resolves each layer of personality in the corresponding totality. Like Annamaya Kosha, he first takes it as Atma. When he has eye sense in Deha, for him, I, what is the substance, what is the swarupam of the I for him before? I is the rupam, isn't it? What is swarupam of the I for him before? First, swarupam is what? The body. But Annamayaha is the Atma. But now, Annamayaha is no more Atma. It is Koshaha. They become Anatma. He shifted the I sense. And this is all Annamaya in what? In his corresponding totality, Samashti Annam. And is this all the Samashti Annam in Samashti Prana. And this is all the Vyashti Prana Mayaha in Samashti Prana. And this is all the Samashti Prana in Samashti Manaha. He resolved the Vyashti Manaha in Samashti Manaha. Then he resolved the Samashti Manaha in Samashti Vijnanamayaha. And he resolved the Samashti Vyashti Vijnanamayaha in Samashti Vijnanam. He resolved Samashti Vijnanam in Samashti Anandaha. And he resolves the Vyashti Anandamayaha in Samashti. What now? There's no Samashti Anandaha. Anandaha. Is it? What is Samashti Anandaha? Samashti Anandaha is what now? Swarupa Anandaha. He resolves the Samashti Anandaha, Hiranyagarbha Anandaha in Swarupa Anandaha. What is Swarupa Anandaha? Swarupa Anandaha is Chat Suru Anandaha is Jnanam. Satyam. Satyam is Jnanam. Sat Chit Anandam Brahma. Now what is Aham? Brahma. What is Jagat? Brahma. What is that? Brahma. What is this? Brahma. All the differences resolve, all the pronouns resolve, all the substantives resolve, only one substance, non-dual, secondless, eternal, independent reality, Vastu. Vastavama irukkardhanamo Bhagavan Mattume. Okay, Vastu, substance is one. Okay, therefore how we quickly review of the Panchakoshas. Look at this again. This person, he says, Asma Loka Pretya.
Asma Loka Pretya.
Yetamannamayamat. Mayamatmanamupasankramya etam pranamayamatmanamupasankramya. Earlier we have seen upasankramati, we have that. Now upasankramya, it's actually, it's infinite. infinitive, isn't it? Upasamkramya. Having resolved this, okay? Having transcended this. Transcending means no physical action, okay? Cognitively resolving it. Resolving, when you say wave is H2O, it is cognitively resolving the wave rupam in its swarupam. Whenever you resolve the rupam in swarupam, the H2O alone appears in the form of a wave. When you say, what is that which appears in this form? That's called rupam. Appearing is the rupam, and that which appears in this rupam is the swarupam. Is it clear now? Therefore, we say swarupam and rupam. Swarupam is, here Shastram says, the only swarupam of all the rupams. Rupams are innumerably countless, and the swarupam of all the rupams is one and the same Brahma, Atma. That's why we call Param Purul, Param Brahma, Paravastu, Bhagavan, Paramatma, Ishwaraha, all these words we use. Anyway, so here is called what now? Upasankramya, he goes like that. Etam pranamayamatmanam upasankramya. Etam pranamayamatmanam upasankramya. Etam manomayamatmanam upasankramya. Manomayamatmanam upasankramya. Etam vijnanamayamatmanam upasankramya. Etam vijnanamayamatmanam upasankramya. Iman lokan kamani Kamaropyano sancharan etat samagayannaste. So this person now, the one who knows the anandaha obtaining in the samashti prapancha, here Ishvara upadhi and Vyashti manaha, individual upadhi, are nothing, one and the same anandaha, brahmanandaha, one who understands this fact, all the rupams are of the only swarupam, which is Brahman. One who understands it, such a person really shifts his eye sense from all these different layers of personality and resolves each layer of personality in its corresponding totality. Thereby he resolves the total layers, the corresponding totality of the layers of personality also. He resolves all of them ultimately in Param Brahma. Okay, the whole universe becomes resolved. So first word, Jiva Ishwara Aikyam or Jiva Brahma Aikyam, in Jagad Brahma Aikyam also. Therefore, at last what is established? Non-duality of the reality. The person understands what is there is only Brahma. Why? Because Aham Brahma, he understands. Thereafter, what about the Jagat? Jagat is non-countable. Therefore, what is there is only Brahma. Jagat asti, Brahman asti. First you say Jagat and Brahman, you cannot say. Brahman alone appears in the form of appears as the Jagat means you are negating the whole Prapancha. Why? Because Prapancha is non-countable, it is as good as non-existent, because there is no independent existence, it is mithya. What is there is only Satyam. What is there? It is Brahman alone is appearing in the form of the Prapancha. All the names of the forms are nothing of the same Swarupam, which is Brahma. Now what now? Duality of the Jagat, plurality is negated, duality is negated, non-duality of reality becomes very clear. Okay, therefore he says, such a person in whose vision, what now? Now before, this called, this Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. In Adhyaropaha means superimposition. Apavadaha means negation. So, in Srishti Prakriya, or in Karanakarya Prakriya, or Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya, when method is method of, superimposition and negation, in analyzing this, using this method, what happens? First, you say Brahman is the cause of the universe. You don't say first, actually say the whole universe. Brahman is that from, it's the first step one. Four steps are involved. First you say, Brahman is that from which the whole universe has come into existence. You don't say Brahman is the cause, okay? First you start like this. Four steps. Step one. Adhyaropa step involves, first you hear, there's a first superimposition is called Adhyaropaha. Negation is called Apavadaha. What is method used for? This method is used for you to arrive at Brahman is in the form of the Prapanchaha. Which means what? First you say, Brahman is, what is Brahman? A Brahman is that from which the whole cosmos has come into existence. First step one. Step two. Oh, the whole cosmos has come into existence. Anything which comes into existence is what? Has a beginning. And therefore anything which comes into existence has to resolve also one day. Therefore, anything which has a beginning and an end is a creation. So, universe is the creation. First you say creation. Creation is what now? It is an effect. Anything is, universe is a creation. Why? It has a beginning and an end. If it is a creation, if it is an effect. So now universe is the effect. This is the second step. If universe is the effect, and if the, what is the cause? Therefore, third step is what now? Brahman is the karanam. Brahman is the cause, you say. Now this word karanatvam is superimposed upon the Jagat. Effect, universe is the effect, and this effect has come into existence from the cause. Therefore, that from which the effect has come into existence is the cause. Therefore, Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. It's called superimposition of the cause. Now, the status of being the cause upon Brahman. Karanatvam Brahmani Aropyate. Okay? So the status is given to Brahman. Thereafter we say, okay, now between the Brahman and Jagat, what is Sambandha? What the relationship? Karanakarya Sambandha. Cause-effect relationship. Now you have to understand, okay, cause-effect relationship is there. Cause and effect are the corollary, you can derive. Cause and effect are inseparable. In existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. Cause has independent existence. Effect has dependent existence. Effect has no existence of its own. Therefore, any effect is non-countable. Therefore, it is mithya. Effect is resolvable in its cause. Therefore, cause alone is in the form of the effect. Therefore, you cannot say what? There is no effect. Okay? Where is the effect? Similarly, here is a, if Brahman, from the existence of Brahman is the existence of the universe. Brahman has independent existence, Jagat has no independent existence. Therefore, Jagat is what? Non-countable. Therefore, it is not there. It is as though what is there is only Brahman. Here, what now? You resolved Jagat. Therefore, Jagat has the third step. What is the fourth step? The Jagat is not there when you say, what is there is only Brahman. Brahman alone is. Brahman alone is how? In the form of the universe. Look at this. You heard it, Brahman. Where is Brahman? All that is here is Brahman. Got it? Have I heard Brahman or not? Tell me. But now the question comes. I understand all that is here is Brahman, but that Brahman is still not recognizable for me. That is what Panchakosha Prakriya. Understand? No. That Brahman is recognizable only in where it is manifest, there alone it is recognizable. Where is it manifest? Only in the subtlest mind. That is why Upanishad tells it secret. Yo ve danihi tanguhayam. For what? For that you have to go now what? You have to go to the mind to search for the manifestation in subtlest form. And if even there you have to go where? Dead end of the mind. Where you find the highest form of manifestation as I. To go to that I, you have to start, but where is I sitting for you? You have, for you, I means everything. You have to distinguish the I from the non-I. Then you have to understand what that I is. If you understand I is just the pure manifestation of knowledge, which is distinct from the thoughts, distinct from the mind, distinct from the body, mind, complex, etc., then you can resolve that I in pure knowledge. Isn't it? That is why the next prakriya, Panchakosha prakriya, is to know what is that Brahman which is in the form of this universe. Ulahaga vilanguhindra paramporul yedu. Okay, what is paramporul? If you cannot, what is there Brahman at all? Doubt comes. Yes, Brahman is. Upanishad says, where is Brahman? How to make understand? A Brahman is, what is that Brahman? A Brahman is that from which the whole universe has come into existence. Oh, that means what? The universe is the effect? Yes. The Brahman is the cause? Yes. Oh, what is the sambandha between them? Karnakari sambandha. Then understand, there are the corollaries. Is there a Jagat at all? Is there a universe? No, this has no existence. What means what? No, there is no Jagat. What does it then? Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. Where is Brahman? Though all that is here is Brahman only. But how to know that Brahman which is appearing in the form of Jagat? Use Panchakosha Prakriya, arrive at what that Brahman is. So Panchakosha Prakriya is to understand what Brahman is. The Karnakarya Prakriya, Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya is for understanding how Brahman is. Brahman is, how Brahman is, to understand that method of superimposition and negation. You first superimpose what now? Karanatvam upon Brahman, then you negate. Brahman is not the karanam of the universe. You can say Brahman is the Jagat Karanam only if in relation to Karyam. When you have negated the very Karyam, where is the Karyam? Karyam is negated already. There is no Karyam separately sitting. You negated the very effect. Where is the Karana Karya Sambandha? Where is then Brahman is not even the Karanam? You negate the even the Karanatham on the part of Brahman. You just say what is there is only Brahman in the form of the universe. Brahman is in the form of the Jagat. To arrive at that aprakriya. Then what that Brahman is to arrive at? Panchakosha prakriya. Is it clear? The two prakriyas are so beautifully used here. Now, that is my good. That's not very boring, isn't it? Very interesting. Yetamanandamayama. So all this wise person, the jnani, he transcends all these different layers of personality. In arrives what now? Aham Brahma Asmi. The whole prapanchaha Brahma. Ahamidam Sarvam. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Jivan is every I, every I in every mind is what? Brahman only. Whole prapancha is what? Brahman only. Therefore, this is what? Here is it is. This jnanam. Dhacha jnani. Iman lokan kaman ni kamarupi anusancharan. That person is happy wherever he is moving. Kamarupa, such a person, yadam vure, yavaram kelir, doesn't matter where he is living. No, even the freezing cold London or nice pleasant warmth in India, everything is okay, isn't it? Everything is okay. Why? Because Kamarupi Anusancharan. Now, Kamarupi Anusancharan means this person, the wise person, can adapt to any situation, adaptability. Like, don't think Jnani is like a chameleon. Okay, that means because Jnani can be just be easy. Okay, Jnani is not dependent on his well-being and happiness or security for the external world, but he is of great support for the society. How Jnani? They say Jnani can be. Just be Kamarupi Anusancharan means in keeping with the place, time and people, he can just be, Jnani can be a child. And Kamarupi means the one who is adapting to the situations, the Kamarupi. If he is a children, he can be like a child. Because if there are elders, he can be with the elders. If the counselor role he has to play, he will play the role of a counselor. People, ordinary people go to in India, you should come and see, all sadhus are busy counseling this. My daughter is not married, my son is not married, Swamiji, what to do? They come and tell all the day-to-day problems and non-judgmentally, confidentially, they'll do the good advice. Sannyasis are supposed to do jnanis. They do all those things. That's why sannyasis are told to be do like that also. You know? That's why it's not just the teaching alone. It's a part of sadhu dharma. You should understand all these things. I'm not telling blabbering. These words Swamiji explained for this. And then, you know, there's a role play. Different roles, no? And then they any problem. Some people come in keeping with their interests. They come, people come and ask for guidance in terms of dharma. Okay, we had to build a temple and we had this for the need for this. There's a need. There's people in the society are of different levels. The needs are different. In keeping with the needs of the people, because those needs need to be fulfilled in order for their own growth. They have to grow means the temple. So Jnani doesn't need a temple, doesn't need prayer, doesn't need worship. Shankara established temples in all the four mutts. No way, he doesn't need to pray and worship because they're important for the people. That people have to worship, people have to pray. Emotionally, they need. Okay, that is how they grow. That's how they live a life of dharma. They can somehow manage live a dharma. So the temple work comes, he'll be part of the temple people. Some chat, I really saw Swamiji in his life. No, Kamarupi and Sancharan. We'll come and tell him, okay, we have to have a big chariot, Swamiji. No, okay, we'll do. He'll say that and he struggles for that. And next that comes. And like that, any needs are there, he'll involve himself in keeping with the needs of the society and he'll be doing it. But at the same time, he is just free, completely free. Mentally, free. Physically, present everywhere. And do the needful. So you can't assess a jnani seeing the physical engagement. But everywhere, dharma is one important thing. Therefore, kamani kamaropyano sancharan. Iman lokan means what now? In this word, kamani kamarupi anusancharan. Okay? Just living the life everywhere in keeping with the needs of the society, involving himself in playing different roles. Also, this person happily wandering everywhere, all over. Such a person, how a wise person is. There here comes the Samagayan Aste. Here comes a song. Okay, singing. Now you all can sing now. The Samagaya. But you have to listen to me. Then you have to. We're going to come now. It will say after me. And this guy, because according to this, singing is possible only when you're happy. Okay, but only in movies you can hear people singing. Unhappily also, because movies is possible. Because naturally singing comes. Now even bathroom people who never sang also who sing, because somehow the music comes means there's some joy is there, isn't it? You never sing otherwise. That is why it's very important for people to sing sometimes. They sing. So, why? Because the person revels in fullness, isn't it? How a wise person is. A wise person says, now look at this. Sama means that which is big. Sama gaya means what now? Really, one, when a person, the big is Brahman. In fact, Sama is another word for Brahman also. But Sama etat Sama gayan aste. Okay? He is singing. Now look at this. Gayan aste. Etat Sama Gayan aste, he sings, this, what does he sing? Ha vu ha vu ha vu ha vu ha vu ha vu. At least ha vu in Ramayanam, if you heard. Now, once this taught, he could not get the word, Valmiki could not get the word Rama. It is an ordinary person. He didn't know, Bhagavan, didn't know how to make him say Rama. Okay, say at least Mara, Mara, Mara. And he Mara, 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 it became Rama. Even in music, I heard Swamiji telling this, even in music, actually, Narada is the first musician, it seems. So, Naram means happiness. And Naradaha means the bestower of happiness. Therefore, and he sings the source of music, first musician. Therefore, all the musicians sing. They sing it. And it becomes Dharana. if you really speaking Narada, because we, as respect to Narada, they always supposed to sing, they had to remember Narada. So not whenever they had to prolong the ragas, melodies, they have posted na 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 ra ra ra. They had to sing like that. So when they had to go, but it would go like this, ulta, like, you know, actually speaking Narada. Similarly, Anantam is infinite Bhagavan. Ananta. For always to bring some melodies, they take this good words Ananta, Narada, etc., and they sing, they prolong. But you have to put it correctly. Similarly, how in Ramayanam Rama became Mara, Mara became Rama. So here, ha, vo, ha, vo, ha, oo, is what actually? Expression of exclamation, isn't it? Ascharyam, wonder. Wonder is, oh my God, whole prapancha is Paramatma, I am the whole. Isn't the wonder? I am the whole. There is no second thing other than me. When can you say? If I is identified with the manifesting medium, you are miserable, individual, isolated from the whole. If I is identified with its swarupam, then you are the whole. Cognitive change is the perspective change. Perspective change is the attitudinal change. Attitudinal change is change in lifestyle, isn't it? Therefore, this is what is the change is what now? The ganam comes. Aho ascharyam. Aho ascharyam. Aho. Aho means expression of wonder. That aho alone is expressed as ha vu ha vu ha u. Aho, 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 ascharyam. What a wonder it is. This all what now? Song comes in cognitive change, isn't it? I am the whole. Because there's no substance other than my swarupam. This becomes, that's what? Havu. Wonder, ascharyaha, vismayarte, aho. That's what is. Aho is present as havu. Put havu as what now? Aho. Then now he says now, Ahamannam, Ahamannam, Ahamannam. Ahamannam, Ahamannam, Ahamannam. Ahamannado, Ahamanna. You have to wait for me to finish, huh? Ahamannado, Ahamannado, Ahamannadaha. Three times, okay? Aham annam, aham annadaha. That's how he says. Only one meaning, okay? Aham annam, aham annadaha. I am the annam, I am the annadaha. I am the consumed, I am the consumer. Consumer also me, consumed also me. Is there anything other than me? No. Isn't it? Everything is me. I am the food. I am the eater of the food. Ahamannam, ahamannam, ahamannam. Mahamannam. Repeated, okay? Aham, annam, aham, annam, aham, annam. I am the food eaten. I am the consumed. Eaten means what now? Not the food, anything anything consumed is annam. So, food which is consumed through the mouth also is annam. All the whole world of objects perceived through senses also what? Annam. The perceiver am I, the perceived also I am. Understand? Perceiver I am, perceived also I am. Seen is I am, seer also I am. I am the seer, I am the seen. I am the hearer, I am the heard. I am the speaker, I am the spoken. I am the eater, I am the eaten. I am the consumer, I am the consumed. Everything I am. Aham annam, aham annadaha. Then, ahagushlokakrit. Shlokakrit. Ahag means aham. The g is a Vedic usage. Aham shlokakrit. You have only very few things. Aham annam, aham annadaha. Finished. Aham shlokakrit. Shlokakrit means actually that which brings the seer and the seen together. The instruments which connect the eater and the eaten, seer and the seen, perceiver and the perceived is the instrument, isn't it? So, I am all the connecting instruments also. I am the seer, I am the seen, I am instrument of seeing. I am the eater, I am the eaten, I am the instrument of eating. Okay? I am everything. I am shloka krit. And here, which means what? I am everything. And here you can, isn't it ahankara for one to say this, I am everything? Of course it is ahankara if you say this, having identity with 80, 70 kilos, only 80, 70 kilos. But if your identity is with the Swarupam, Brahma, Chaitanyam, then there is no ahankara. When your identity is with the body, mind, sense complex, you should say with all humility, all the glories are of Bhagavan. Bhagavan's glories. Now you can claim everything is your glory. When can you claim? Where is your identity? Where do you belong to? British India. Both are wrong. Brahma, right. Isn't it? Where is your identity? What do you identify yourself with? That states whether it's ahankara. Ajnane ahankaraha. Jnane anandaha. Understanding? Jnanam, there is niraivu, fullness. In ignorance, there is isolation as an individual, is ahankara. Understand? Where is your identity? Your identity is with Paramatma, the pure knowledge. I am, I manifest knowledge. Should remember that. Distinct from the manifesting medium, the thoughts, all the objects of thought which are evident to you and all the body minds come which are evident to you and you are distinct, you're self-evident, everything else is evident to you and self-evident, I is pure knowledge. This is called what? Jiva Ishvara, Jiva Brahma Aikyam, isn't it? Then you can, there's no ahankara, it is Ananda Pravaha. This person now, what now? He says, I am the annam. I am the Annadaha, I am the Shloka Krit, I am the instruments which connect to all everything. Therefore, Ahamasmi Prathama Jarutasya. Mi Prathama Jarutasya. Number 3 is there, which means Plutam. Had Ahamasmi Prathama Jarutasya. Ahamasmi Prathama Jarutasya. Aham Prathamajaha Asmi Ritasya. Ritasya is become, is given here as what now? Vedic way, Ritasya. Taken as Ritasya. Aham Ritasya Prathamajaha Asmi. Rita means what here? I am the first born of everything that is here. The whole cosmos, I am the first born. Who is the first born? The creator. Who is the creator? Hiranyagarbha Brahma. Okay, if it, you say Hiranyagarbha Ishwaraha, isn't it? The first born, I am the Hiranyagarbha, first born. Which means what? Where is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha, I am. I am Hiranyagarbha. Nothing which is separate from me. Once your identity is with Paramatma, there is nothing separate from Paramatma. Therefore you can say, I am everything. I am Brahma. I am Hiranyagarbha. Then, Purvam Devebhyo Amrutasya Nabhaye. Purvam Devebhyo Amrutasya Nabhaye. Here Nabhaye should be taken as Nabhihi. Aham Deve Amrut Devebhyaha. Purvam Devebhyaha Amrutasya Nabhi. Devebhyaha Purvam. I am the foremost of all the devatas, all the powers, all the devas, all the phenomena. I am the foremost of all the. Even Hiranyagarbha, I am Hiranyagarbha, I am the Virat, I am, what now, even before, I am the foremost of all the devatas, I am the source of immortality, center of immortality of all the devatas. Amrutasya Nabhihi. Source of immortality of all the devatas. I am the foremost of all the devatas, all the devas, all the phenomena, all. I am Hiranyagarbha, I am the Virat. Okay, it's implied here. All these things are implied. Nabhi, you take it as Nabhi. This all just for the sake of singing, okay? You ask me why, like this, for the sake of singing. Ganarte. Now he is saying, Yo ma dadati saideva ma vaha. Yo ma dadati saideva ma vaha. So here, how to enhance what you have? How to improve what you have, how to expand what you have, how to extend what you have, how to increase what you have. When you want to have more wealth, what do? We should keep everything without sharing with others. Only then we will have more. That is our attitude. But what does the Veda say? whatever you have, if you want to have it for you, give it. By sharing, distributing, you can have more. This is the secret. You give, it will come back to you. When, how? Just have faith in the Shastra, what Shastram says. Do it. If you have everything for you, it sits there like money in Barclays without interest. If you give it out, investment will come back to you in more. Therefore, not olden days Barclays, I'm saying. Somebody told me about, somebody was crying to me, so I'm telling you, how do I know about Barclays? So, somebody came and told me, that's why. And I don't know if it's true or not, anyway. So here...
Interest rates are so low. Interest rates now very low.
Well, interest is there, something, that's good. I have no interest at all, anyway. Okay, now he says, that's a verse. Yo ma dadati saideva ma vaha. Yo ma dadati saideva ma vaha. Yaha ma means mom. Yaha mom dadati. Now this wise person, for him what? I am Paramatma. Everything is Paramatma, therefore I am everything. If I am everything, what should he say? He who gives me. What does he mean? Whoever gives me in the form of food. Whoever shares me in the form of food. Okay, I am in the form of food. Whoever gives me in the form of food, shares me in the form of one who is in, okay? The one who is also, he is my form only, okay? One who is, gives me in the form of food, saha, ideva means what? Ittameva, in this manner. Ideva means in this manner, ittameva. Avaha, avaha means protects. Mom, avaha. The A actually silent there, okay? Ma means mom. Mom means me. Avaha means avaha. Take it as avaha. Avaha means avati. One who shares me in the form of food protects me in the form of food. What does it mean? Avaha means yaha mam ittam dadati saha mam avaha. This word you have to take it as correctly. The words are very funny, but you have to take it correctly. Saha mam avaha means saha mam avati. One who shares me protects me. What does it mean? One who shares me in the form of food protects me means has more. Okay, if you protect money means what? You have money. Protect, listen, if you, I am protecting my wealth, what does it mean? I have my wealth. So who is the one who has wealth? One who protects, the protector of the wealth is the owner and the enjoyer of the wealth. The protector of the wealth, according to Shastram, is the sharer of the wealth. So he, Bhagavan says here, in the form of Upanishad, through the words of Upanishad, yaha mam dadati, ittam dadati, saha mam avati. One who shares me in the form of food, protects me in the form of food. Which means, if you give food, you will have abundance of food. If you give wealth, you will have abundance of wealth. The more you share for society, the more you will be blessed with. Law of karma can never fail. If you have more than what you require, you can wholeheartedly, generously share. If you yourself don't have, how can you share? Then Bhagavan will understand your situation. Your parabdha is very bad. At least in this janma, try to have do some good karma. So next janma, you will not be starving like this. So no problem. If you don't have, no problem. Only if you have, Bhagavan is thinking about it. Still you can do in keeping with what we have. So, yaha mam dadati ittameva saha mam avati. This is the meaning. Here, ma vaha. Taken as what now? Mam avaha. Avaha means what? Avati. One who shares me, protects me. Which means one who shares me in the form of food has abundance of food coming back to him. That's the meaning. Ahamanna mahamanna madantamadmi. Ahamanna manna madantamadmi. Ahamanna manna madantamadmi. Ahamanna manna madantamadmi. Aham annam. I am the food eaten. Annam adantam admi. Annam adantam admi. What does it mean? The Admi means Admi. Admi means I eat. I eat the one who eats the food without giving. How? I am the food remaining in the form of food. When the food eaten without being shared, what happens? I am the food which is in remaining in the form of food. I eat the eater if the food is eaten without being shared. Okay? I go inside in the form of the food. Then what do I do? I eat the eater. If he shares the food, it's okay. He protects the food. If a person eats the food, adantam is what? The one who does not give me in the form of food. So the one who is in the form of food, which is eaten by the one who is eating without giving the food, so I eat the eater. Okay? I am the food. I go into his mouth, stomach as the food. The eater also me. And the eaten also is me. So I go in remaining in my food, go into this person, eater's stomach, then I eat the eater. What does it mean? He becomes an ordinary person. There's no maturity, there's no jnanam, there's no moksha. A simple person lives and dies. Isn't it? Like any other creature. Aham Vishwam Bhuvana Bhuvanamabhyabhavam. Aham Vishwam Bhuvanamabhyabhavam. Aham Vishwam Bhuvanam Abhi Abhavam Abhyabhavam. I have become this universe. I have become all the worlds. Aham Bhuvanam Abhyabhavam. Abhibhavami is the present tense word. Verb abhibhavam, the past tense verb abhibhavam. I became this universe. I became this all the worlds, which means what now? I am all the worlds are me. The whole universe is me. If at all, any, whatever is here is me, I am everything. Therefore, all the glories are my glories. You can say in Jnanam. Until Jnanam, you have to say all the glories are Bhagavan's glories. First you say Bhagavan's glories, then you claim as your glories in Jnanam. What is Jnanam? Experiencing is not Jnanam. Claiming is Jnanam. Suvarna Jyoti Ihi. Suvarna Jyoti Ihi. Suvaha means Aditya Suryaha Sun. Suvarna means actually Suvarna it must be, but in Vedic Suvarna. Jyotihi means I am of the nature of effulgence like the sun. I am of the nature of self-effulgence like the sun, which means the sun and its effulgence are inseparable. You can never take the effulgence away from the sun. Irremovable, unchangeable is the Swarupam. Similarly, pure knowledge, self-evidence or self-shining is my Swarupam. Okay, therefore, I, the self, am of the nature of pure knowledge, which is what? Self-effulgence. Like the sun. For Suvarna Jyotihi Ahamasmi. Yes, we have to take that. Okay. What am I? I am pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness, which is the pure existence, which is the available for experience as the manifestation of existence of this universe. Existence of the universe and which is of the nature of fullness. For I am fullness, the Brahman. Yaha Yevam Veda. One who knows thus, saha brahmavit, saha param apnoti. He is a jivan muktaha and he will be a videha muktaha also. There is no question of him being born again. Because even while he living, he is free from agami sanchita prarabdha. He is living prarabdha, but still he is free from prarabdha cognitively. And he is free from all punya papas. He is free from kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam. He is free from punya papa. He is free from anything. That is why there is no object seen. Everything seen is for him his own manifestation. Therefore, nothing can stir any desire in the mind of a person who revels in fullness. Therefore, is what now? Has got all his desires resolved. If at all desires are there and they are Bhagavat's, it's all in the limb of order, non-binding, because he won't be dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his fullness. His parabdha, some parabdha, he lives, but still he is jivan mukta. He will be a videha mukta also. He is Brahman. He is swarup. He is what now? Brahman. He is Brahma. इत्युपनिषत् तस्येस्ति उपनिषत्. हियर एंड्स द तैत्तिरीय उपनिषत्. सो लेट अस से शांति अगेन. फॉर व्हाट? फॉर अगेन टू स्टार्टिंग फॉर अगेन स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग टू गो वर्स बाय वर्स, मंत्र बाय मंत्र, वर्ड बाय वर्ड. And no, Radhaji has accordingly put it up. Please listen to it again. And then I am also thinking, luckily our Swamiji's notes are available here. The whole Bhashyam Swamiji has explained. Look, I heard Swamiji's Bhashyam many, many years ago, not recently. What I'm talking to you now is all from that only. But I don't know, this some American student has... I think he has done that book. He has heard it. It was not printed in India. Some American quotes, American student, he transcribed, he edited it, and he has bought them of a book. But lots of Purupakshas are also, they don't get confused also. I have done a Moolam. I didn't do the Bhashyam. But I have covered almost everything what all Swamiji says. But some extra sub, and the more when you do the Bhashyam is a little different. That you can read if you want to. Otherwise, please re-listen to these recordings and see whether I have made any mistakes anywhere, which means I have left anything anywhere. I have not explained you words or sentences or anywhere, any part, any particular place. When you listen, some confusion comes. Oh, Swamiji has left it here vaguely. She has not made it very clear. If you find it, and please come back to me, that particular place, I can explain it again. So there's a big homework. I'm giving it to you for 5 weeks. So I think it would be very nice if we can really gather on Saturdays and we can read it actually. Read that book, what he has got. Or you can re-listen to this. It's worth sparing this time. Because if you sit at home, you think you can listen to it, you will not do it. You can come here, play it, and you can, in the same house, you can listen to it. That'd be very nice if you can do it. Okay? And you decide among yourself and go ahead like that. Because it don't take much time. So, the next Shanti is for what? Punashravanaya. For re-listening and thereby for mananam. And for Nididhyasanam, you should not have any obstacles, for which we redo the Shanti. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Atha Sikshaam Vyakhya Syamaha. Sikshaam Vyakhya Syamaha. Om Brahma Vida Apnoti Param. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.